Hey you. I hope you're doing well, feeling comfortable. I want to make an audio for those who don't feel as good in their body as they should. It's the type of thing that I really like listening to, body positive, welcoming, soft and warm, and that turns sexual just suddenly. It's the best of both worlds. And I want to make this exclusively for women because that's what I'm familiar with, the female experience. The emphasis on how a woman looks, judging every small detail, and very lucrative industries founded on exploiting your insecurities. Finding them out and making money from it. It's maddening. It's absolutely maddening. And women, we're fucking amazing, aren't we? Even if you're having issues with yourself right now, if there are some things about you that you find difficult to accept and to love, you still gotta admit it. Women, we're great. There's an innate sexuality to it. The way we talk, the way we move, the way we frustratedly curse at the capitalist system that we're trapped in. It just oozes sexiness. Women are truly wonderful creatures, and in an ideal world, each and every one of us would know just how great we are. And I'm no stranger to body confidence issues. I know how that starts. This one part of your body is different to all your friends, and they're also happy to constantly point it out. Something so small and dumb, like, oh, you're big too. Your big toe is too big. Yeah, your big toe is way too big. Like, if my big toe looked like yours, I would never wear open-toed shoes. And then it just goes on from there, doesn't it? You're young, and you don't know shit about what kind of world this is that you're living in, and people keep making comments about the way you look as if their opinions matter. Like, who the fuck are they? Sometimes they do it with a smile, as if it's a compliment, as if you're supposed to feel good about it. Like a random lady on the street coming over just to tell you how brave you are for wearing that when your body looks like this. Like, bitch. And your male friends gather together and rank the bodies of all their female classmates. Make a list. There's always a written list. I don't know why people make written lists and like give numbers to girls. And they go, that's so creepy. And one day, in the middle of post-coital bliss, your boyfriend starts comparing your body to the bodies of his exes, and he's not even like thinking about what he's doing. He's just like, oh yeah. Oh yeah, your ass is way bigger. Like, if your ass wasn't this big, I would never. But your ass is way bigger, so yeah. And like, you feel uncomfortable. And even a little humiliated, maybe, but you don't get up and leave. You don't know yet that what's happening is wrong and that it shouldn't happen, and you don't have to take it. And so it builds up. All the little things people have said and the things you thought just stay in your brain, festering. I sometimes feel insecure about how I look. But I also know how to turn that part of my brain off when I need to. My secret? Horniness. Hi, my name is Qualified Salesperson, and I'm here to introduce you to a miracle product called Too Horny to Think. Yes, with just a monthly payment of $99.99, you too can switch off your brain completely and enjoy the pleasures of your own body. Call now! All right, let's get serious. What I want you to do right now is to sit yourself down in front of a big-ass mirror. There are no big-ass mirrors around, no problem. You can get a smaller one to hold in your hand, or just use your phone's front camera, you know? It doesn't make too much of a difference. It shouldn't, anyway. I just want you to see yourself. Okay. Now I want you to take your clothes off. All of them. Just be completely naked. You can take them off slowly if you want to. Give yourself a little striptease. Go ahead and undress. I'll be waiting for you here. And if you have a favorite toy you like to use, you can grab that. Just gather all your supplies and meet me here. Okay, are we all here? Are we good? Sitting down in a position that you can clearly see yourself in. And I want you to just look at yourself for a minute. Take it all in. This is your body. It belongs to you. And it's beautiful. You're beautiful. Now I want you to imagine me right there with you. I'm here just to hold you and guide you. I'm not going to play with myself as I'm recording this because that will be distracting. I want to give all my attention to you. Picture me behind you, sitting on the floor with my legs wide open. I want you to scooch over and sit your ass down between my legs. Okay, this would be much better with like a massive floor pillow because I'm sitting on hardwood right now and my butt isn't very happy. What do you have in your bedroom? Like a big soft carpet? Well, good for you, the bourgeoisie. The rest of you get a pillow to sit down on. I'm gonna do the same. Hold on. And yeah, I want you to be comfortable and be thoughtful of your ass. It's a really nice ass. So here we are, sitting down. You between my legs, facing away from me. I want you to look at yourself in the mirror. Hopefully the light is bright enough so you can see everything. Don't avert your gaze when you see something you don't like. I like it. And I want you to look at it. Your whole body, every little detail, every part has value, even if you can't see it now. I'm behind you, wrapping my legs around you, kind of like a crab or an octopus. Sticky. Okay, probably more like a spider, let's be honest. I'm your animal, baby. Are spiders animals? I don't know. So I have my legs around you and the insides of my thighs are touching your sides. And my feet are between your legs. I'm holding your legs open so you can get a clear view of that gorgeous pussy. Just look at it. It's so pretty. It's like a magic portal between the outside world, the dullness of the outside world, and the beauty that is inside your body. I want you to touch it for me, just gently, just to remind your body why we're here. Caress your lips, gently tease your clit. Oh, it's so pretty. Keep touching it with one hand. I want your other hand to explore your body. Take it to that place that you don't like. Whatever physical fault that you think you have, the thing you find unattractive, the thing you try to hide when you're taking sexy photos? What is it? Is it your whole body, the shape it has? Or is it something smaller? Where is it? Is it all over your body? Somewhere in particular? Can you see it in the mirror? If you can't, can you reach it with your hand? Can you feel it? Or maybe it's just visual and it doesn't have any like different textures, but I bet you memorized where it is. Oh, my poor baby. Now with that hand on your pussy, I want you to go a little faster. If you have a toy, it's time to use it. I want you to focus on the physical pleasure and keep watching yourself. Whatever you like to do to that gorgeous little pussy, I want you to enjoy your own body. If you like playing with your nipples, do that and feel the sensation travel from your sensitive nipples all the way to your pussy. I'd be more than happy to help. A little breath play maybe. I love to just grab your neck with my hand, my arm pulling you closer to me. Just gently grab and squeeze the sides of your neck. I don't want to hurt my baby. No, I'm here to make sure that you enjoy yourself. I want you to let go now. Let go of everything besides that sexy fucking body. You're so fucking sexy, and I want you to feel that. Look in the mirror. Come on. Look at the mirror and see yourself. Gorgeous little slut fucking herself. I bet your facial expressions are so sexy. Yeah. Tell me what you want. Tell me what you want me to do to you. Oh, you're so fucking hot. Yes. Fuck yourself. Look in the mirror and fuck that juicy pussy. Yeah. Good girl. Yeah. You're so good for me. Fuck yeah. Keep going. Just like that, baby. Just like that. I'm getting so red just thinking about you. Yeah. This one's about you, baby. It's all about the pleasure your own body is giving to you. Yeah. Oh God, who's that sexy fucking slut in the mirror just frantically fucking herself? Look at her. Yeah, look at her, baby. She looks fucking delicious, doesn't she? Doesn't she look so fucking good? Look at that body. Oh my God. Those sexy fucking movements. I'm just dripping wet looking at you. Feeling your body against mine. Oh, good girl. Rock those hips. Yeah, yeah, you're a good girl. Just keep doing that. Just like that. Yeah, good girl. Atta girl. Atta girl. You think you can come for me? Yeah? Watching yourself? Watching that filthy little slut in the mirror? Yeah? Oh, you're so good. Yeah? You're so good for me. I'm so proud of you, baby. Yeah. So proud of my good girl. You wanna come? Yeah? Think you can come when I tell you to? I know you can. I know you can, baby. Oh yeah, you're such a good girl. Yeah, you're my good girl. I want you to work up to it now. Come on. Don't worry, I've got you. Mommy's got you. Yeah. I've got my big, strong arms around you and I'm holding you tight. So you can let go and come for me. Yes, baby. Keep fucking yourself just like that. Just like that. Atta girl. Atta girl. Yeah, work up to it now. Work up to that big fucking orgasm. You deserve it. Oh yeah, my sexy little girl deserves all the orgasms. Yeah. Keep going. Yeah, keep looking at yourself. Keep looking at that good little slut. Come for me. Yeah, come for me now. Come on. Yeah. Just let yourself go and come for mommy. Come on. You can do it. Yes, you can. My gorgeous little girl. Come on. Oh, you're such a good girl. Yes, baby. Come on. Come for me. Atta girl. Come on. Come. Do it. Come on. Fucking do it. Fucking do it. Yes. Keep fucking yourself. Oh, yes. The little noises you're making. Fuck. Yes. So fucking hot. Oh, you're such a good girl for mommy. Yes, you are. My good girl. My good girl with a messy cunt. Yes. Oh, yes. Fuck. Yes. Keep going. Atta girl. Yes. 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 Yes, 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 yes. Come for me. Make a mess. Yeah, make a mess for mommy. Fuck yeah. Yeah? Yeah, 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 yeah. Fuck yeah. Oh, that's fucking hot. Yeah. 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 You're such a good girl. Absolutely fucking perfect. Yes, you are. Now just lie down. And catch your breath. Yeah. You're fucking gorgeous, you know? I want you to remember that. You're fucking sexy and you're lovely and warm. Nice to be with. You're like that bitch. Yes, you are. You are that bitch. And don't you forget it. You are the benevolent queen of this land. Well, the land is your body, obviously. It's so wonderful, so lush. Your body is like that landscape photo all people use as their background. It's got these beautiful rolling hills. It's the perfect spot for an afternoon picnic. Hey, don't laugh. That would be horrifying. You go to have a picnic with a couple of friends. The weather's lovely. You're all enjoying yourselves. And suddenly, there's this loud laughing sound coming from somewhere. And a massive earthquake erupts. He stopped laughing. The picnickers are gonna fall down. Okay. Now see? This is where the happy little trees would go. Oh, and what is this? Ooh. What is that? It's so pretty. Oh, and there's this warmth emanating from it. Let me get closer to it. Oh, it smells so nice. This must be spring. Look at how wet it is. Oh, that makes my mouth water. Sadly, I have to go now. Yeah, you know, we're all cogs in this consumer's machine, and the main thing about cogs is how replaceable they are. I'll see you later, baby. Take care of yourself. Stay hydrated. Contribute to your local economy. Look into upcycling. Support small businesses. As a wise man once said, hold on, I don't know if I can do the accent. I really want to do the accent. Think locally? Fuck globally. Okay. Okay, bye-bye.